Liturgical Day, Sunday the 6th of Easter. The Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make a room in his home. But if anyone does not love me, he will not keep my words, and these words that you hear are not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I told you all this while I was still with you. From now on, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of all that I have told you. Peace be with you. I give you my peace. Not as the world gives peace do I give it to you. Do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, but I am coming to you.' If you love me, you would be glad that I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it takes place, so that when it does happen, you may believe." Our commentary is by Father Francesc Catarineu from Barcelona, Spain. "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make a room in his home. Today, before the celebration of the Ascension and Whitsun, we read once more the words of the so-called Sermon of the Last Supper, where we should see the different ways to present a unique message, insofar as it all emanates from the blessed union of Christ with the Father and from God's will to associate us closely to his mystery of love. One day, St. Teresa of the Child Jesus was offered several gifts for her to choose one, but quite decidedly, despite her youth, she said, quote, 'I choose everything,' unquote. When she grew older, she realized that choosing everything actually meant desiring to be love and devotion in the Church, for a body without love would be totally meaningless. The mystery of God's love is a concrete, personal love incarnated within the Son Jesus, who gives us everything. Himself, his love, his life, and his deeds are the best and clearer God's message to us. From this love encompassing everything is where peace is born from. A word that today we all dream about. We want peace, but alarm and violence surround us. Peace will only be achieved if we turn towards Jesus, as he gives us his peace as a fruit of his total love. Though he does not give it as the world does, as the peace bestowed by Jesus is not made of calm uncertainty, but just the opposite, of a solidarity that becomes brotherhood, of a capacity to take a look at ourselves and at others with new eyes, as the Lord does, and thus forgives us. A great serenity overflows us and helps us to see things just as they actually are, not as they seem. And by following this way, we shall reach happiness." We read in St. John, quote, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of all that I have told you," unquote. In these last days of Easter, let us beg to open up to the Holy Spirit. We received it when we were baptized and confirmed, but now we must, as a last gift, make the Spirit to spring up within us, to take us where we would not have dared by ourselves.